Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on the second full weekend of the new year, and we got a hot show for you this week. My first guest is actor, dancer, singer Tony Danza will be joining us from Chicago Fire. Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo will be here. Barry Manilow is out on tour. He's doing a date here in Orlando this Tuesday. We have him on the show this week from the Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto. Lovely, talented Donna Mills will be on the program from Kiss, Paul Stanley. Our buddy Brad Meltzer, who had so many great shows on the History Channel, has a new book called Nazi Conspiracies, and you'll want to hear that. And then later on in our lifestyle segment, Jenny Marr is going to be talking about sleeping and Valerie Greenberg, what it's like to be on the red carpet. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. After a break, I'll be back with Tony Danza.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
There's a time for love and a time for this. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's in. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost in a dream or two.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and that's the music from Who's the Boss, the television show that starred our next guest, who is a pal of mine for many, many years, and a talented man, whether it's acting on television, the big screen, or even dancing his way through nightclubs and singing up a storm in front of people like Frank Sinatra.
Joining us right now is a fellow Paisan, Tony Danza. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thank you.
Tony, welcome to the show.
I think what we should tell anybody that Tony and I bonded very well because we're both of Italian descent. I understand, Tony, that you just came back from a recent trip to Italy?
You know, I was just recently in Italy, and I went where my mother was born, in Campobello di Mazzara in Sicily.
Wow, I'm Sicilian, too.
There you go, Paisan. I had never been there. And there's a lot of cousins and so on there. It was amazing. I took my kids, my two girls, my son and his wife, and my wife, and for a week I had no TV, no newspaper, no radio. It was kind of a cool respite.
First of all, I have not been to Sicily because I have relatives that they're going to ask me for money. I know as soon as I got the money, they got 20, 30 bucks.
Listen, I'm a very fortunate guy, and I've my life has been, it's really been pretty interesting and again, fortunate and with great luck. And so, somebody said to me once in Who's the Boss, is that you and Who's the Boss? Are you just acting or are you being yourself? And I said, well, it's me in a good mood. So basically, that's what I'm going to try to bring to the show,
But what in America, New York's your home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible to be in New York. First of all, it's my home, hometown, where I come from. You walk around New York, this teeming mass of people, all different kinds of people, every kind of person you could imagine, every political stripe, color, race, you name it. And everybody getting along, everybody working together, moving. So it's incredible. And you know that baloney about New Yorkers being impolite and rude? That's baloney. They're the most helpful. They're in a hurry, but it's just an incredible energy there.
You must feel at home here because I know that you like talk shows. You've done television talk shows.
I used to be a real talk show junkie, talk show guest junkie. What I meant was, I used to be Merv Griffin's utility guy. I lived up in the Hollywood Hills. If he had a guest drop out, call me up, I'd run down to the show. I did Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, Dinah Shore, John Davidson, of course, the great Johnny Carson show, where I guest hosted three times on that show. I was real happy. Name it, I've done them all, and I'm a big fan of those shows. And Carson to me is a good model because he was able to really shine a bright light on his guests, make them look real good, make them feel real comfortable, and he also scored when he could. It's a thin line you have to walk, So, and I'm sure there's a learning curve to being a good interviewer. I think basically it's if you listen, you'll be okay.
The way I did it, I just sat there, and of course I watched Johnny live for 30 years, and I just sat and watched all the tapes, and he had the ability to not wear on the audience, too. For somebody to be there, once a week, like we are, it's one thing. Someone to be there every day, it's another story.
Tony, the toughest part about this job is interviewing somebody that gives you yes or no answers. That's killer.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, right. You look to the point, I know I did one time, I said, can't you talk some more?
You have a great story about a major star that you wanted to interview on a talk show that you were sitting in on. Tell us about it, Tony. A
friend of mine is Robert De Niro. Hey, don't drop names.
Hey,
I hate to drop names.
Don't drop names.
My friend Bobby De Niro told me that. But anyway, I want to have him on. He's not the greatest guest, I say, it doesn't matter. And what we would do is instead of sitting there and doing an interview, maybe we'll cook together or do something where we give him some business.
Great idea.
So he wrote me a card and he said, it's a picture of Robert De Niro, and it says on the top, I want to cook with Tony. And then on the back, he says, you could do this because you'll make the guy you're so excited to have him that it'll end up being a great interview anyway, even if it is just a yes or no. Also, I've thought of myself as an actor, for 26 years, and I've had my ups and downs.
But Tony, you may have had ups and downs, but you have had enormous success.
Taxi, Who's the Boss? He's been on the stage.
I just want to say, so you just said you're on the armed forces.
Yes.
So I just want to say hello to all the guys and girls that are out there listening. Ron, before you go on, I did bring wine, and it's actually a pretty good wine. I brought one for Claudia as well. Not a bad red.
This is great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, well, we find the audience is usually a little bit better when they drink.
What is the thing that you like the most, Tony, of all the stuff you do?
What's interesting, Ron, is that the last 10 years I've been playing live. I've been going out singing and dancing, casinos, county fairs, Carnegie Hall. It's incredible, and it's been just about the most fun you can have. I go out and I do about 75 minutes. I got a quartet, and we just rocked our house. It's like a variety show.
Yeah.
And I'm all the acts. When you're live, as I don't have to tell you that the little thing that happens, it doesn't throw you. It gives you some material.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I've sung ballads as the roller coaster went by, So I really enjoyed that. It also, I think the fact that I did that, it sort of differentiated me a little bit. Because in this business, I really think you have to diversify. If you stay the same, you're a sitcom star, pretty soon there's another guy who's younger and better and cheaper. So I think you have to be trying to. I never really thought of myself as any one thing other than an entertainer.
Right.
And an entertainer does, I think of Sammy Davis. I think of those kind of people that they sang, they danced, they acted, they did Broadway. And I've been lucky enough to have some pretty good opportunities. Don't get me wrong, I would love to break into the movies in a big way, but I could wait for another 25 years for the part that may or may not ever come.
You did something I saw one time that I thought was unbelievable. When you performed in front of guys like Sammy Davis Jr., how intimidating has that got to be?
They bring out a special floor in the show. I'm sitting with my wife in the audience waiting for my turn. I didn't know what the order was. And Gregory Hines went up, God rest him. Yeah. Good, great guy. And he and Sammy, another guy, they danced together.
I remember
Sammy
that.
Davis and Gregory Hines danced, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You're next." And I'm tap dancing, and I go, "What? Who's making up this order?" So now I start going, "Gee, what am I going to say? I got to come up with something. I have to have a joke." So I start doing jokes to my wife. "How's this line? No. How's this line? No. How's this line? No." Finally, I go, "How about this? You know, I didn't want to do this, but you know, because you guys danced and you guys are so great. But what the hell? I'm a white guy." So my wife says, "Oh, I think that's funny." I said, "What are you, my agent? Why did you laugh?" You know,
no, they'll never laugh.
But anyway, so I went up and I did that, and it was great. And the other one, the most amazing, was on Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday. I actually sang to Sinatra.
I know that.
And I'll never forget it, because as I was doing it, I mean, for a lot of reasons I wouldn't forget it, but as I was doing it, there was this conversation going on in my head. I was out there doing what I was doing, getting some laughs, telling a story about my mother and him, because he did Who's the Boss, and I flew my mom. My mother used to say, "When you introduce me to Sinatra, then you're a star." So I finally got a chance to introduce her to Sinatra, and it was incredible. He treated her so great. And I was telling that story, and then I had to go into this thing about "I'll Love Us Here to Stay," which is a song that the Gershwins wrote, of course, but it was a story from Ira to George when he was sick. It's a story from a guy. It's a song about a guy's love for a guy.
Yeah.
A brotherly love. And so I was telling that story, and I could hear myself in the back of my mind going, "He doesn't want to hear you. Are you nuts? It's Sinatra. Are you crazy?" And then when I said the word Gershwin to Sinatra, wait a minute. Sinatra said Gershwin to Danza? No. Danza said Gershwin to Sinatra. I heard a scream in the back of my head, like this wild scream. And I sang the song, and I got through it. I was really nervous. And I kissed his hand. I got down on my knees and kissed
that.
His hand.
I remember seeing that.
And I went off the stage, and I ran into Rickles. And Rickles was backstage. He goes to me, "Did he give you the dead eye?" It was very nerve-wracking. But, you know, it's one of the great experiences of my life. And my mom's gone. And but in that show, they put up, and when I told the story, they put up a picture of my mother and Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
And if my mother hadn't died, she would have died again. You know, she'd die then if she had been alive to see it. But it's just always so gratifying that my mother's in Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday special.
That's great. You know, and I remember both of those shows. In fact, when I knew you were going to be on the show today, I'm thinking to myself, I got to bring this up, because nothing could be more intimidating than singing to Frank Sinatra and tap dancing in front of Sammy Davis Jr.
Remember, they were both sitting on the stage.
Oh, that was
they weren't in the audience.
I know that.
They were on the stage.
Yes, so those are George Slaughter productions.
George Slaughter.
Yeah.
Great George Slaughter.
He's a piece of work.
I just worked for him recently. He did the Academy of TV Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. They inducted Art Carney, Katie Couric, and a number of other people, Brandon Tartikoff,
yeah,
the rest.
Sure.
And so it was a really, you know, I love George. Sure.
Okay. But he's not opinionated, though.
No. Not at all.
He won't tell you what's on his mind.
Not at all.
And he'll always have a joke for you. Hey, Tony, this has been a real delight. It really has. I wish you could spend the whole hour with us, but I know you're on a really tight schedule. I appreciate you coming over here to the studio today. And
appreciate it. I had a great time. Thanks very much, Claudia. Thank you, too.
I want to tell you are Italian that we are proud of. Our very special guest has been Tony Danza, and we are going to be enjoying the Tony Danza wine here later on this evening. Tony?
No, you're great, Ron.
Tony Danza has been our guest, and we're going to play a little music from another one of his hit shows on television.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us are two beautiful and talented actresses, and they're part of another season of a show that is absolutely sensational, Chicago Fire, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Joining us right now is Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mail. Miranda, Kara, welcome to the show, and congratulations on yet another season.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this because this show is great. It's season number 5, according to my calculations, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, there have been some cast changes, have there not? I mean, there's different things going on in this season there at Firehouse 51.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rotation. Obviously, we're just like a normal firehouse. We have people coming and going.
When you do this every week, and it's like a movie every week, do you have firemen, real firemen on duty to make sure the accuracy is okay? Because somebody told me one time that some of the extras are real firemen.
Yes, absolutely. We do try and extend an invitation to surrounding firehouses, and we have a lot of firefighters and paramedics who work with us to make sure that we don't make fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
We actually have one of the cast members, Tony Ferraris, is an active firefighter. So whenever there's really technical, really difficult stuff that we shoot, we actually let him do it.
Oh, wow. Let's give it to the pro, right? Now, your character is a young paramedic that were transferred over to Firehouse 51. I think it was season number 3 that happened. But you had a little bit of an adjustment because you came from a small town type of responder to the streets of Chicago. I mean, that was one drastic move, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvie Brett comes from a small town, Fowlerton, Indiana, and she moves to the big city to get over her heart being broken. And honestly, now she's got 2 years in the firehouse, and I think this year she finally gets to step into her authority a little bit. She's kind of found her place in the group. But you never know. Chicago is a surprising city. They'll keep throwing some new emergencies, things you didn't even realize could be emergencies at you. So we'll see some things like that this year for sure, and you'll get to see how Sylvie deals with them.
Now, Miranda, your particular character, a little early on in the year, had an extended role on this show, which has evolved into this season. So you're playing a more active role at Firehouse 51 too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. She is, Stella is a firefighter on truck. So she's working with Lieutenant Casey, Herman, Otis, and Mouch, running around putting out fires, rescuing people.
I'm sure that is not difficult in this scenario, as it is in other Dick Wolf productions, like Law and Order, that you find storylines. Do you take some of the stories that are actually in the headlines and put them into the storyline of the show?
Well, I do not personally. I don't know how they would like me in the writer's room, but we actually have a gem of a human, Steve Chikorotis. He was a fire captain.
He's a fire deputy chief.
Fire deputy chief for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in all of our concept meetings, all of, you know, he's in the writer's room talking to the writers about his experience, calls that he's been on, calls of other chiefs and friends that he knows. So, yeah, I mean, all of our stories are really grounded in reality. They come from a real place, and I think that's why the show is done as well as it's done.
Kara, you've been in a lot of things like Hulu original series If I Can Dream and Tin Man, NBC pilot, and Horizon. Both of you bring a lot of experience into the production of this. But do you find that doing something that is actual job, I mean, you know, they're firefighters compared to, let's say, a fictional type of thing where you don't have to be so accurate on the terminology and what you're doing, is it more difficult to do something like this, like a medical show or this is a firefighter show versus something that you make up as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing that we want to do is make light of the work that these civil servants do.
Right.
The people that we work with are heroes, and we want to do them do their due diligence by being as accurate as we can. So when I started 2 years ago, we have a wonderful paramedic who works with us, Michelle Martinez, who took me on a run in the ambulance, and I saw how they kind of tackled things firsthand, and we had to go through training. I know all the firefighters. I know Miranda also had to do some firefighter training. I mean, they teach you how to, like, you know, I know how to do an IV. I know how to intubate someone. Would I do it? No. But we have to learn how to do those things and make sure that it looks good because we want to do them justice.
Yeah,
for sure.
One of the things, too, that I like about it is that, and I think this has evolved over the years, and I think Dick Wolf had a lot to do with it, too, is that a lot of times when you watch detective shows or medical shows, or in this case, you know, Chicago Fire, that you never really see the stress, the strain, the emotion that goes in the backstory. You know, you always saw the police officer that got up in the morning and he was already dressed. You already saw the firefighter was already running through the blaze. But this has the backstory. I mean, like the season cliffhanger with Grant entering Stella's apartment. You see the personal side of these individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a very important part of telling these people, these heroes' stories, is create a three-dimensional character of an actual life that you relate to, that you see the ups and downs and the struggles. And it really makes you just respect their strengths that they have to exemplify, you know, on the job and off the job.
Would you not agree that the city is one of the characters?
Absolutely. Yes, Chicago serves as an excellent backdrop for all of these stories. I think that's the reason why we're able to sustain four shows. If it's not just the salt of the earth, like shoot you straight from the hip community of just the people of Chicago, it's, you know, it is like the crime, the weather, the just the where we are in the U.S. There's so many factors at play that give us things to work off of, and you know, we're out in it. If it's negative 20 degrees, we're out there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the show is, of course, a Chicago Fire. Our guests are Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, who star in the show as Sylvie Brett and also Stella Kidd. Do I have anybody come up to you, Miranda, and say, Stella?
Just me. The first day that she arrived on set, I knocked on her trailer door and I said, just a little Marlon Brando for you.
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Well, don't. Well, if you can, you got a paramedic there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Me right up.
Yeah, they'll fix you right up. There's no problem. And we hope to soon talk far before there's 100 episodes in the can. How would that be?
That would be great.
That would be great. Miranda, Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck again. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC on a Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a whole lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. The White House says additional documents with classified markings were found in President Biden's Delaware home this week.
Aides to President Biden said the latest documents were found earlier this week, but just announced those findings on Saturday. New York Times correspondent Charlie Savage, who's been following the story, says this new discovery is raising more questions.
Why did the White House say on Thursday, hey, there was one more record found in the space next to Biden's garage, and then it turns out there were 6 more pages?
I'm John Schaefer.
Ukrainian officials are reporting a new round of missile attacks. The strikes damaged several buildings, sparking fires early Saturday, but no deaths were reported. Maine has its first big Mega Millions winner. Lottery officials say someone in the Pine Tree State picked all 6 numbers to win last night's jackpot worth an estimated $1.35 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
the music of our next guest, and it needs no introduction. Believe me, he's a friend of our show for many years, and it's good to have him back. Welcome back to our show, Ron Sedgie, today, all across the USA and around the world. And joining us right now is a gentleman whose voice is known around the world and an American treasure. A lot to talk about with our friend, Barry Manilow. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. Good to speak to you.
Good speaking with you again. Boy, you are one busy man these days. I'm looking down all the things that you are doing, and I thought you were going to start taking it easy, but boy, I tell you, you're gearing up like it was 1975.
Yeah, I know. I must be crazy, Ron. But, you know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. You know, when they offered this opportunity to come back to this room, you know, I played the Hilton for 5 years.
Sure.
And now the Hilton now is called the Westgate.
Right.
And they've upgraded it. You know, they spent multi-millions of dollars to upgrade the whole hotel. And this room was so wonderful for 5 years. I have nothing but great memories of those 5 years. And when they offered, you know, they asked me if I wanted to come back, I said yes. My band loves it. I love it. You know, the touring is exciting because we play for so many thousands of people, but it's still touring. We still go from city to city to city, from hotel to hotel. This residency keeps us in one place, and this is the place for me because, yeah, there are still thousands of people in this room, but it's intimate, and that's what I like doing the best. You know, my songs, you know, these ballads, Weekend in New England and Even Now and Mandy, they work so well in a small room like this. Well, it's not small, but in a smaller room like this, because I think I can connect with people deeper than I can when they're a million miles away in the balcony in an arena. So that may have been one of the reasons that I loved doing this room so much. And I'm looking forward to it again. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Well, I know it's a great room, but now the room is owned actually by a friend of mine who's one of my neighbors here in Orlando. Dave Siegel now owns that Westgate, doesn't he?
Right. No, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that he saw this opportunity and he took it. And it's great. And I'm so glad that they remembered me.
When we talk about people of mutual friends, we have a mutual friend. When I first started into music, my first guitar player was someone that you know very well, Art Phillips.
Oh, Art Phillips. Well, you know, that's a talented man. Didn't he move down to Australia?
Yeah, he's down in Australia. He's got a great recording studio down there, a great publishing company. In fact, he just sent me some of his latest works. Genius of a guy, and I knew he loved working with you. He spoke so highly of you over the years, and still does, because he sometimes comes to Florida and visits me.
Yeah, you know, musicians and me, we get along. You know, even though I've made a career out of singing and performing, in my heart, I am a musician.
Sure.
And other musicians know it. They get me. And we always have a great time when I'm working with great musicians like Art. And we did have a great time together.
Now, Barry, how long is the residency? Because, you know, this is what the people in Branson used to tell me. They say it is great because now we're fresh. We don't have to travel door to door, city to city. We don't have to get on airplanes. We can put a production together. This is the ideal situation for a performer like yourself.
That's exactly right. Everything you just said is exactly right. Touring, as exciting as it is, with the, you know, those kind of crowds, it's a young guy's gig.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you'll hear this from every artist. After a while, it just gets more difficult. And this is not difficult. This is just a party every night, and I'm looking forward to it.
I think I've asked you this before. Is it difficult to introduce new music, new songs, new creations, when everybody wants to hear the songs? Mandy, I Write the Songs, Copacabana. I mean, I guess the upside of having success is having success. The downside is you can never go into something new because everybody wants to hear the success.
I don't do it too often anymore. In the early days, the audiences were really interested in hearing new material. They are not that interested anymore. They really want to hear the songs that they grew up with or they heard that their mother played, and I'm happy to do it. But now and again, I sneak in something new. And like, you know, the latest album is a tribute to New York, and it's called This Is My Town. I introduce it by saying, means a lot to me, it comes from an album, New York is my home, and I expect them to be running up the aisle, getting orange juice, but they don't do that. They sit and they listen to it, and it goes over so great. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. But I can't do too much of that because I know why they're there this time.
Tell us about ManiloTV.com.
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Really?
Every month, because I am a crazy man. I have made videos or audios of every show I have ever done from the very first show. And not with no reason but for me to look at it or listen to it and make the next show better.
Sure.
I learned that from Joan Rivers when I used to play piano. I used to play her on and off the stage. And she used to come on the stage with a cassette machine, and she used to hit the record button and then do her show and listen to it all day the next day. And then she would, you know, the next night she would do the same set, but it would be a little better and a little better. Well, when I started performing, I did the same thing. I would record my show, listen to it, watch it the next day, and then add something to it or subtract something or give people notes. So I've got everything I've ever done. Well, Manilo TV is just me and my wonderful assistant, Mark. We pick a video of a show that may have been 25 years old, and we put them on Manilo TV. Every month is a brand new show that nobody has ever seen. And I think it's a really interesting way, you know, of seeing how this career has morphed into where it is today.
It's a sensational thing. And for people who haven't seen it, ManiloTV.com. And you have so many things to talk about. I mean, the fact that you scored music to a collection of unpublished lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and the list goes on and on and on. But one of the things that you do, aside from entertaining, that you have this great project, which is called the Manilo Music Project. That is sensational. I congratulate you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Ron. We may have spoken about this before.
Yes.
But, you know, I've done this for maybe over 10 years. It started with a friend of mine. I live in Palm Springs, and he said that his daughter was wanted to play sax, and they didn't have a sax in her school. And I said, they don't have a sax in the school. So I got her a sax, but I looked it up, and I found that because of budget problems, all the high schools and middle schools around the country are running out of instruments. And, you know, the first thing that goes is music and arts in every city and in every school. And I thought, well, I got to do something. I'm a musician. I got to do something.
Right.
So I formed the Manilo Music Project, and what we do is we get musical instruments into schools that are running out of them. We go on the road, I donate a piano to the city, and then I ask the audiences to donate instruments that are that they're not using, that are just collecting dust in their attic or in their basement, and they do. They donate these instruments to us, we fix them up, and then we give them to the school district, and they give them to the schools that are needing them, and we've been doing it for so many years that I think we've made a dent in the country, because I've done so many of these cities, and I get letters thanking me from these children with pictures. I got a picture of a little kid thanking me for his new tuba, and the tuba was bigger than he was. He sent me a picture. But you know, I think you know, music is so important to a young person's life. It'll change their lives. I talk to the principals and the teachers. They always tell me their grades go up. They learn how to interact with other students, and it changed my life. And maybe it's helping.
It's the universal language. Everybody likes music. You may not be able to play basketball, football, but everybody may not play music, but they enjoy music. And I commend you for the Manilo Music Project. It's a sensational program, Barry.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for bringing it up.
If you go to BarryManilo.com, you can buy tickets right there for the Westgate, great facility where Barry Manilow makes his new home. And Barry, I'm going to come out and tap on your door. Maybe I might meet Art Phillips out there, and we'll both visit with you a little bit.
That would be just great. Well, thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks, Barry. Look forward to having you back again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Barry's going to do a one-nighter this coming Tuesday, January 17th, right here in Orlando. I'll be in the front row, believe me. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And around the world, it's Ron Segi today, and I am so happy to have our next guest on the show with us. He's been with us in the past. Funny, funny guy. And the other night, I watched till 5 o'clock in the morning a complete marathon of Impractical Jokers. Great show, and joining us, comedian, actor, and producer, Joe Gatto. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
My son, Scott, who I mentioned before, you guys know each other, he was in from St. Louis, and he said, Dad, you want to watch some Practical Jokers? I said, yeah, I love that show. So we started about 10 o'clock, and about 5:30 in the morning, we said, well, I think it's time to go to bed right now.
Sorry for keeping you up, Ron. I'm glad it didn't put you to sleep, though.
No, it didn't put me to sleep. You were one of the founding members of the Tenderloins Comedy Troupe, of course, which is the Four Gentlemen and Impractical Jokers. I know that you left the show for personal reasons, but when that show premiered, Joe, back somewhere around 2011 on True TV, it became a sensation, and it plays well to this very day. I don't know how you guys do it. We were having a little conversation about, could I do that stuff? And, you know, I know you've gotten Joey Fatone involved with a
lot of things, but I just couldn't do that. You trying to pull off a toupee off of somebody in a restaurant that you thought had a toupee.
Yeah, it was crazy to be able to. I've always made those guys laugh with. So to be able to just to do that for a living and be able to use my nerve, the good of comedy, felt very nice.
Well, did you ever fear, or did it really happen sometimes, that somebody just smashed you? I mean, just hit you or something? Because some of the things that you do could really embarrass somebody, and of course, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we played the right line of it throughout. You know, we always felt if it got too mean, it wasn't our show. Our show was really about embarrassing ourselves. So I forget, you know, we tried to stay away from anything that would make people mean or angry. And for the most part, if people weren't into it, it was just because they were just having a bad day or whatnot. It wasn't because we were trying to make people feel bad. So luckily, I've never gotten swung on.
I just am amazed at how you have the nerve to do it. And a disc jockey in my past life, where we used to play practical jokes on other guys, but to do it in front of somebody that you've never met before is awesome. But you left the show recently because you wanted to spend more time with your children, but now you are out on the road with your comedy tour. Tell us about it, Joe.
Yeah, it's been really fun to be able to get out in front of the crowd and, you know, my fans and make them laugh again. It's been doing stand-up since January. I started doing my solo stuff, and now I've been fortunate enough to do, you know, theaters and with the fans coming out to laugh and show a little bit more of my side. People get to know me as also a father and, you know, stories from my life growing up. It's just been a nice mix to get in front of people and laugh right now and when we all need it, especially me. So it's been interesting to be out on the road on the weekends and then, you know, during the week be able to be home to help with homework and dinner and things. Definitely been an adjustment, but it's going pretty well.
All the domestic things. I have said this to comedians all my life because I'm in the music end of this as a singer. And I think that out of all of the entertainers out there, whether you're an actor, a sports figure, singer, an author, the hardest job in entertainment, I believe, is comedy. Because as I've said a million times, you're living and dying every 4 seconds, and there's no safety net.
For sure. If you bomb, you bomb.
Yeah, and you bomb on your own. It's a long fall, you know, because you're there by yourself, and I give you a lot of credit. And you're used to working with three other people.
Yeah, so it's interesting when you're, you know, you're now responsible for 100% of the funding instead of just 25%. Yeah. But it's been working out pretty well. I've got a lot of material just from my life and this crazy journey I've been on, you know, for 46 years. So it's been really fun to get out there and make people laugh and see people smile and, yeah, like I said, get in front of the fans again who've been, you know, missing being in front of being able to see me. So it's been really great.
The show goes on, though, without you, does it not? I mean, I don't mean the comedy tour. I mean the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, those guys are still at it.
Do you ever miss it?
I mean, yeah, it's impossible not to. It was such a big part of my life for a decade.
Yeah.
You know, but then on the other side of it, I'm, you know, got to focus on what you got to focus on. And this is a different creative outlets I'm able to pursue now without being so focused on the one thing. So there's, you know, but, and of course, I miss working with your friends, you know. I've been making my best friend laugh forever, so that part of it is, you miss that, of course, as well.
Yeah, I would assume that you would. Now, the tour that you're on, I love this tour site schedule, okay? Nice Italian void. Cannoli Productions is where you go to, .com/tour to find out where he's going. Are you going to be down in the Florida area at all, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to be down in Sarasota, right at the Van Wetzel Performing Arts Hall.
Oh, yeah.
October 27th, I'm down there.
Good venue. Now, let's talk for a moment about a serious subject that you are an advocate for animals, and you founded Adopt Don't Shop. Tell us about that, Joe.
Yeah, we have the Gatto Pups, and we rescue a bunch of animals from different organizations here that need help. Most of them seniors. We focus on senior, giving a lot of senior love to them, give them a couple months before they're on their way out. But all my dogs are named after, you know, Italian desserts and pastries appropriately. You know, Cannoli Productions is actually named after my dog, Cannoli. I have, you know, Cannoli, Biscotti, Spumoni, Tartufo. I got all of them, you know. So, and, you know, I'm just out there to remind people that shelters are filled with lots of dogs that need a loving home. So if you can, go out and help.
Yeah, that's a great cause. You did a show about the dogs I watched the other night about 4 o'clock in the morning. It was with the little white poodles you left.
I did. Yeah. I provided the dogs. We had to pretend that their names were weird names, and we needed to get some dogs. And they were like, when we came up with the bit, I was like, oh, we could just use my dogs because I have enough. So we just used my dogs for the bit. It was very fun.
How did you four guys meet?
High school. I know those guys for over 30 years at this point. We met freshman year of high school, and I've been friends ever since.
Well, I tell you something, it's still a great idea. And we miss you on the show, but we wish you all kinds of great luck with this new tour that you're going to be on. Again, go to cannoliproductions.com. The tour is, of course, Joe Gatto, who is absolutely one of the funniest guys in the world. And I mean that complimentary, not because you've been on the show before. I want you to take this as a compliment, okay? You got the look.
Okay, I'll take it, Ron.
I don't want you to feel bad, but you got the look. You know, a lot of comedians go up there and they just, they should be like insurance salesmen or maybe a shoe salesman or something. But you got the look. You look like you should be a comedian, and you are. You're one hell of a good one, too.
Thank you, Ron. I'm funny looking, Ron. I get it.
No. See, I knew that was going to be taken wrong.
No, it's good. No, I get it. I my body is a weapon. I'm a comedic. I love, physical comedy I grew up with. I love as well. And I just really have honed that with my big dumb face and, my big fat body. I'm not afraid to use something for the good of comedy.
Right here in my manual of how to be a good interviewer, it says, do not embarrass your guest looks or idiosyncrasies. I never read that chapter before. I should really read this book over and over.
You'll get the hang of it, kid. Don't worry. Hang in there. Stick with it, Ron.
I want to tell you are one handsome comedian. I know that.
Thank you. You're not funny, but you're good looking.
I can see why you had so much fun with the other guys on the show. Well, Joe, I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here, my friend. And again, go to cannoliproductions.com/tour to find out where Joe is going to be on tour. And if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And I want to tell you something. He's one handsome son of a gun.
He's easy on the eyes, Pat.
The women just gravitate to him. Hey, Joe, you're a good sport. Please come on back and join us again, my friend, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Joe Gatto, if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And he's handsome, too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldGateCapital.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on the second full weekend of the new year. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour. Actor, singer, dancer, my buddy Tony Danza. From Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo. Legendary singer, Barry Manilow. And from The Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto. Next hour, lovely actress, Donna Mills. Paul Stanley from Kiss. Brad Meltzer will be joining us with a brand new book he has on Nazi conspiracies. And Jenny Mars talking about sleep, and Valerie Greenberg talking about what it's like to report from the red carpet. And that's coming up next hour, live with Ron Segi today.